This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on Sports Radio AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive chef, the co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. Do appreciate you tuning in. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet or an X if you like at SoCal Restaurant Show. And for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're waiting to connect with celebrity chef Amar Santana. Amar, as you know, is the executive chef and the proprietor of two very successful restaurants in Orange County, Broadway by Amar Santana in Laguna Beach, and also Vaca in Costa Mesa, adjacent to South Coast Plaza. But as one of Orange County's reigning celebrity chefs, he has also been part of many seasons of Bravo's Top Chef. He's competed in two seasons, and then since then he has been invited back to be a guest judge, and is also part of the current new season of Top Chef. That is Top Chef Season 13, which is based in Wisconsin this year, believe it or not. So hopefully some of the challenges have to do with cheese. And so far, Amar has a big episode that launches next week. I believe it is episode 7, where he is a guest judge. And not a lot that we can say about it at this point, but when we do connect with Amar, we hope to be able to get a little preview, have him ask us what he can tell us about, because one thing with Bravo, there are definitely their confidentiality agreements, and you have to be very careful about what you say. So I think we have Amar Santana. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the SoCal Restaurant Show Amar Santana of Broadway by Amar Santana in Laguna Beach and Vaca in Costa Mesa, adjacent to South Coast Plaza. Chef Amar, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
Amar, we were just kind of introducing you and talking a little bit about Top Chef. You've had the good fortune to compete two times on Top Chef. When you did Top Chef California, which I believe was season 8, you're very gracious about this, but I think
season
you were...
Season 13.
That is correct. I don't want to date you any more than you already are, Amar. And what was, you know, I really think in terms of you being the runner-up, I really think you were edged out by a nose. In years since then, you're always very gracious about that. But, Amar, I think that was the closest Top Chef that I remember. Do you have any different feelings on that at this point, now that you can look back with some perspective?
To be honest, that's so long ago that it's, that's part of me is like, it's already like in the past. But I remember to this day, I mean, that moment, that time when I was there, and it was a shock. But, you know, it is a competition, and I was just happy that I made it to the finale during that season.
Well, and what's nice, Amar, is you got to compete again on Top Chef All-Stars and did very well. Made it back, I believe, from Last Chance Kitchen, correct? Or was that season 13?
That was season 13. I was able to do it again, obviously season 20, to go through a Last Chance Kitchen. But it wasn't the same for me at that point. I think season 20, when I got eliminated with the Wellington Challenge, I think after that, I just ran out of gas. You know, I'm an honest man, and I just didn't have more energy anymore. It was a very, very tough competition.
And you got to go to London and Paris, right? Not too bad.
That was a lot of fun. That was the best part of the whole trip, just going to Paris and having the ham and cheese baguette. Best thing ever.
Amar, it's great if you can do it. Now, backing up a minute, Amar, before we get back to Top Chef and the new season, new host, some changes in the format, a lot of good things going on. We do want to mention that you are a very proud alum of the Careers Through Culinary Arts program. Mr. Richard Grossman, who is an accomplished chef in his own right, created this organization, I believe, 35 years ago, and he has continued to be a mentor to you, and I know has given you a lot of good advice over the years. Amar, I've heard recently that CCAP alums refer to Mr. Grossman as Mr. G. Is that the way you refer to Richard?
That's how we call him, Mr. G, ever since I was like 15 years old when I started in high school.
Amazing. And Amar, just going back to that period of time, you really weren't interested in cooking. What got you involved in the CCAP program in New York? Because as I remember, you had other ideas.
No, it's funny. I was interested in cooking. I just didn't know that I was ever going to end up in a high school in Queens that will have a CCAP program.
Obviously, Amar, it has agreed with you because just so our audience knows, you got a very major scholarship to culinary school, a full ride, and have used all of that well over the years.
It was one of the surprises that it was my American dream when I first came to this country. And I was told that if you do good in school, there's a thing that's called scholarships in which will get you into colleges for free. And to me, it was like, wait a minute, if I do this kind of food and I do this competition, I make a French omelet and I have some, you know, some knife skills, I could go to cooking school, I'm in.
And Chef Amar, here we are. And one of the reasons that we mention CCAP this morning, Amar, before we get back to Top Chef, is the program in the greater L.A. area, CCAP L.A., is having their annual gala dinner, which is coming up on May 17th at the Jonathan Club. Nancy Silverton, who is a chef that really doesn't need any introduction to our audience, is the honored chef, and she also is creating the menu. And we want to thank Vodka and your partners. You are generously donating a dinner at Vodka for the silent auction. And I just encourage our listeners, the silent auction is going to be available on our website, on the CCAP website, to be able to bid. And, you know, that nice dinner at Vodka, that's a pretty good prize to bid on.
Hey, anything we could do to help CCAP, you know, especially nowadays when you don't have a farm of a lot of cooking schools in California that, you know, producing cooks to go into the industry, is still really, really hard to find good help in the kitchen. So what they're doing, what they've still been doing for so many years, kudos to them. They still doing a great job providing cooks for the industry.
Well, Amar, again, it's just great that you continue to give back and remember from whence you came as far as CCAP is concerned. And again, Mr. G, as you call him, Richard Grossman, you know, this gentleman is well into his 80s at this point and is as vital and alive as a 20-year-old. And Amar, as you well know, he loves social media. Go figure.
He's one of those guys that I don't know if he ever sleeps, but you get messages from him at 3 o'clock in the morning, midnight, 1 o'clock. He's always trying to connect all these students together by emails, you know, social media. And do you know this person? Contact that person. They need help. He's always making things happen at his age.
You know, Amar, truly an amazing gentleman. And, you know, CCAP is a legacy that will be around and continue to expand for a long time. Now, getting back, Chef Amar, to entertainment and Top Chef, a lot of changes this year in the format of Top Chef, and a new, very dynamic host. And Amara, I'm not going to tell tales out of school here, but Amara, honestly, with the ladies, you are a flirt, and you definitely had a thing for Padma. I mean, come on, Amara, you know.
Who does? She's a beautiful woman. She demands that respect. She's the boss, you know, on the show. So she's dearly, you know, missed on the show. It's different without Padma, but Kristen is doing an amazing job.
And you already, Amara, seem to have established an amazing rapport with Kristen, because as I was telling the audience earlier, before we connected with you, you have an ironclad agreement with Bravo in terms of non-disclosure. You really can't talk about any aspect of Bravo's Top Chef until that episode you might have been involved with has aired. The only thing you can say is what they might have already put out there publicity-wise. And Amara, we certainly don't want to mess with that. But the one thing our listeners can access, and it will be in the notes that go along with your archived audio segment, is you already have done a segment with Kristen that is available. She does, and you can probably explain this better than I do, but after each show, she does a little wrap-up segment that's got kind of a catchy name to it, that they talk about, you know, the segment that was, there's some recipes, whatever. And Amara, we know that you are passionate about craft beer. So you give Kristen a tutorial on how you can use hops in a recipe. And not only that, but you give some great beer pairing tips with food items. And I've always thought, Amara, craft beer can pair very well with a range of menu items, sometimes even better than wine. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, I was very surprised that, I mean, they called me to do this event, you know, because I'm a beer lover. So I was very honored to do it. And just the new format, I think it's a great idea. After every single episode, depending on what that person gets eliminated by, then we know they're creating another show, basically a chef like me coming in and showcasing how to execute those dishes without getting eliminated. So obviously the first episode, I think it was the second, Dish with Kish, I ended up doing a hops and beer braised pork belly with sunchoke, banana purees, a little coconut with chocolate and bananas. It was a lot of fun dish because it was a little bitter, obviously, with the hoppiness of the beer, but I was able to balance it with a little sherry vinegar and some honey. It was really, really delicious. I mean, you could taste the pork, you could taste the bitterness of the hops and the beer, but not too overpowering. So it was a lot of fun.
Amara, we need to hold it right there. It's our top of the hour break. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. We're talking with Orange County's celebrity chef, Amara Santana. You know him from Broadway by Amara Santana and Vaca in Costa Mesa, adjacent to South Coast Plaza. Back with two appearances this year on Top Chef. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll see you on the other side.